This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Again, happy Easter to everyone. Jesus is risen today. Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia,
alleluia. This is the reason why we celebrate Mass every Sunday. We celebrate the resurrection of Christ Jesus. This is also the reason why I'm here today. Why I said yes to my calling to priesthood. Do you remember when our first child came out? That our child was crying, but everyone around them was so happy. And this child might be thinking, what's going on here? I'm crying. You should cry too, right? But this is the same thing happened to me when my family brought me to the seminary. I was crying and my family is all happy. And they said, finally he moved out of the house. But kidding aside, what made me answer the call of God? I mean, we heard in the reading today, Mary Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, and it was still dark. This darkness is fear. This darkness is doubt. Because, again, they still don't understand what's the meaning of resurrection. They have a notion, but it is at the end of time. But what it is? What is the resurrection of Christ? So they have this fear. They have this darkness in their heart. Same as I, when I was called by God to serve as a priest, I said, God, aside from I'm old, I'm unworthy. I am a sinner. I am unworthy servant of you. I don't deserve to be called a priest. But then again, he said, in the silence of my heart, as Saint Francis told in his Wednesday audience, let the stone, the heavy stone in our heart, roll away. And so I said, okay, I will roll away the stone in my heart and let you, Christ, dispel the darkness in my heart and shine upon it so that I will have peace, I will have joy, and I have love. And that was happened to me. When I answered the call to priesthood, that joy stays in my heart until now. Now, I'm a 10-month-old priest. Not young in age, but young as a priest. But my brothers and sisters, we are all called also. We are also called by Christ to roll away the heavy stone in our hearts, to roll away our anxiety, to roll away our pain, our sorrow, and let Christ Jesus enter our hearts so that all those darkness in our hearts be lighted and be filled by His love. Don't be like Peter and the other disciple. Oh, again, it's John, the beloved. They ran to the tomb because they doubted. They doubted there's a resurrected Christ. Or let's give them the benefit of the doubt. they thought that the body of Christ was stolen. And they want to see who stole it. But again, when they came to the tomb, what they saw is just the burial cloth and the cloth covering the head of Christ, folded aside. And what's the meaning of that? Folded aside. Why did the gospel of why is it in the gospel emphasize that? Remember, when we are eating in a formal dining, we have the table napkin, right? So when we fold our table napkin and put it in a table, it means that the waiter cannot get put away all our utensils, because we're not done eating yet. So we might go to restroom or what? Okay? So we fold it. But if we are done with our dinner, we just throw our napkins in the table or on our seat. And then that signifies that we are done with our dinner. Here, you will see the cover, the cloth that covered Christ's face is folded. It means He will come again. He will come again. My brothers and sisters, all we need to do is to surrender our trust in God. Put all our trust in Him, and He will do everything for you, for me, and for all of us here. Roll away that heavy stone again. Roll away. And let Christ enter. With your free will, Christ, Lord Jesus, come. Come to me. Come to me. And later on, at the sacrifice, at the table of sacrifice, He will offer His body and blood to all of us, for us to consume it, for us, for Him to enter our lives, ourselves, our body, our soul. And so with that light, the Easter candle, let it burn in our hearts. Let it burn the darkness in our hearts and fill our hearts with His love, with His joy, with His hope, and with His peace.